Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Fat Man Little Trail, the podcast where everyone is invited on the trail. I'm your host, the Fat Man. My name is Greg, and thank you so much for joining me. I also want to thank you guys for supporting me. I hope everybody had a great time over their Thanksgiving break. I took a couple weeks off, but I'm back now. The podcast is now linked to my Facebook account, but if you see it on Spotify or Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all the different podcast platforms are up to about 15 now. So if you see it on there and you like it, go ahead and like and share it if you can. And if you want to make a donation to help me produce this every week, there is a link in my bio for that. I want to get right into my Chewing the Fat segment this week. For those of you who followed along on the my blog and my website since the beginning, first of all, thank you very much. And second of all, you know that I needed a little bit of motivational help when I got started. And one of the things that really helped me out was this program called the 52 Hike Challenge. And I'm so excited to be talking to Carla Amador. Did I get it right? I didn't, did I? Carla is joining me right now, and she's one of the co-founders of the 52 Hike Challenge. Carla, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you for having
me. Before we get into what the 52 Hike Challenge is, I want to know a little bit about you. Like, what was your upbringing? What was your when did you start loving hiking so much that you wanted to make, you know, this challenge a thing?
So yeah, growing up, you know, I would actually go hiking with my mom, which I always think is so weird to think, but we would go up to Griffith Park and we would get lost in there's a Ferndale like little garden, and you know, I thought that there were fairies and stuff. It was really fun, and we would go hike up, and we even found one of our childhood dogs on that hike. So it's a very popular hike in Los Angeles. Grew up, born and raised in Los Angeles, would go to a lot of parks, not really hike at the time. Mm-hmm. But my dad was huge on soccer, so I found myself out in, you know, at parks getting lost and rolling down the hills and all of that stuff. But I actually wasn't really a hiker in my adult life. I thought hikes gave me a headache, and I really found out that I was dehydrated. Yeah. But it wasn't until, you know, I was going through this really difficult time and I met my co-founder, Philip, who took me for a hike. And on that hike, for the first time in a year and a half, I felt good. And so I was like, okay, there's something here. And actually, if you don't know Philip's story, he had lost 80 pounds through hiking before we met. And, you know, he had kind of transitioned into this like lifestyle that hiking was a part of his life. And for me, I thought that was a really inspiring story, but yeah, just having that fresh air. And then New Year's of 2014, I had a goal to hike once a week for a year. So that's really how it happened, and had a really transformative journey and became a hiker.
I actually got to this last weekend when I was back in Nashville with my parents, is I actually got to take my mom on my first hike since I started this journey. So when you were talking about hiking with your mom growing up, I finally got that. I'm many, many years older than that, but I finally got that first hike with my mom. And so what is the 52 Hike Challenge? You told me, you know, is it just hiking once a week, or what all is it?
Yes. The goal is to get outdoors and to do a hike a week for a year, or you can do the 52 hikes sooner if that's up your alley. Maybe the weather where you live is colder or hotter in certain seasons and you want to kind of get it done sooner. That's fine as well. But really what we're trying to do here is to make this a lifestyle movement for people where they go to the trails throughout the rest of their lives, because once they get out hiking, they hopefully become hooked. Now, one of the reasons for that is that nature and the outdoors is so impactful for our own well-being, mental, physical, spiritual, emotional. I'm sure you've received a lot of these benefits. And so for us, we felt that if they could improve our lives, that it could improve other people's lives as well. And, you know, speaking a lot about like the mental health aspects, you know, with COVID and all of these things that we have all been faced with over the last, you know, couple, almost 2 years now, right? we need ways of dealing with life's stresses. And I think that being outdoors is such a great way to incorporate a lot of other things, whether it's, like I said, the physical aspect of it, the stress relief, the mindful aspects of it. So we really feel that nature can be an additional tool that people can look to and receive these gifts from that could be truly impactful for a person.
You mentioned earlier, Philip losing 80 pounds during his hiking journey. And that's why I started in the first place, is I was like, okay, I'm going to lose some weight. I need to get in shape. I need to do this. And what I realized was how, because I started right during the pandemic in 2020, in April of 2020. And I thought, oh, it's just physical. It's just physical. But then the more I hiked and the more I started doing it, the more I realized how it was helping my mental health, to the point of like, I didn't realize it was helping my mental health until I talked to somebody I hadn't seen in a while. And they're like, you're so happy. And I'm like, what is it? Well, it's, I'm going out and getting in nature every day, or, yeah, you know, once a week, or, you know, I'm getting out there as much as I can. So I really understand what you're saying about how important that aspect of it is. The 52 hike challenge. So you started it because you wanted to help inspire other people to move on. And could you tell me just a little bit more about what, like, when I sign up, what am I signing up for there?
Yeah. I mean, basically it's a commitment to yourself, right? It's really just, I'm going to try to do something that's good for me. And I'm going to make this commitment to try this. It's a challenge, right? Like, I remember the first time I said to myself, I want to hike once a week for a year. I was scared and I was thinking to myself, can I really do this? But that's where we broke it down and said, all you have to do is go out at least once a week. And that should be pretty doable for most people if they can sit down and have that discipline with themselves and write it in their calendar. And that's the thing. It's like, at first it looks like this big, hairy, audacious goal, but if you really think about it, doing those things that are scary or that make us afraid, we have great growth from. And so, so basically we provide people with certain resources, like we have hiking logs and we have our finisher giveaway at the end of the year that we do. We have, content that we create for our community. Prior to COVID, we were hosting pop-up hikes, talks. And so we really try to support the community, with those other, resources. We have Facebook chapters and, our social posts, et cetera. So really our whole mission, and what people receive is they get that extra motivation and sense of community, whether they join those Facebook groups or they're a part of the hashtag and liking other people's pictures. And, you know, usually you'll find people who are doing the challenge. Eventually, some people even get to know each other through the hashtags. So, I feel like at the end of the day, people are getting that community, which is, you know, I think people really lack and need that in their lives.
Excuse me. Personally, I can tell you, just from my experience with it, because I'm a two-time finisher of the 52 hike challenge now. There's two things that I really enjoyed about it. And the first one is that you don't have a challenge where you want people to fail. You want people to succeed in this challenge. Like you said, you make it so it's easy for people to finish. And it's not one of these things where it's like 52 hikes, but it has to be 52 hikes on top of a mountain in weather that's 72 degrees. You say, go out to a park, go out to a local, you know, your neighborhood park and take a walk, just get outside. And it's not, you know, hike is a very loose term. I think people say hike and they think of the, you know, people walk, you know, climbing mountains and, you know, doing the Appalachian Trail and things like that. But a hike can be just go outside and walk through the neighborhood and things like that. I mean, you want it just to be outside, be active. And that's what your goal is, I think, right?
Yes. It was really important for us that it be accessible to people with kids, you know, people who are maybe undergoing this physical transformation, because we don't want it to seem like it's, you know, something that they can't reach, right? For example, as mentioned earlier, Philip had this personal physical transformation. You know, people need to start small. Big transformation happens with creating small little shifts, positive shifts in the right direction. So if you start with a 1 mile walk, or we call them hikes, for example, but a 1 mile hike, let's just say you go walk around a local park, and that's all that you can start with, then we want you to feel like you can do this, right? Mm-hmm. And so what happens is once you start doing the 1 mile, then you start pushing yourself. Can I do a mile and a half? Can I do 2 miles? And little by little, that's where the transformation happens. And so for us, it's more about accessibility and saying, hey, you know, just start, like, just get out there and start this journey, and don't be too afraid of like not being good enough, or that I have, like, exactly what you said, that I have to do this crazy big mountain or go, you know, 500 miles from home, but instead it's something I can start in my own backyard. And just having people have that motivation to get started and start walking, getting that fresh air, getting that exercise in, which can be such a challenge a lot of times.
And what I've found just from talking to people out there is that a lot of times people try to start too fast and they try to start too hard. And I think the 52 hike challenge is a good way to kind of ease yourself into it of, I want to take a 1 mile hike, then I want to take a 2 mile hike, then I want to take a, you know, maybe a 2 mile hike that is out in, you know, a forest or something like that. So it's a good way to keep yourself motivated. Another good way to keep yourself motivated, and I don't know who the marketing genius is behind this over there on your team, but who came up with the idea of the envelope that says do not open until your 52nd hike that has a certain thing in there that I don't know if I'm going to spoil it, but it's brilliant. And that has actually helped me a lot.
I don't remember exactly how that came about, but I think it came from the idea that should we send the medal at the end of people's journeys? And well, there's a lot of reasons why we decided not to do that. But to make a long story short, we just thought, okay, we're going to send the welcome packet, and then this could hopefully be something that they'll keep somewhere and keeps them motivated throughout the year. So really it was more about that. And by the way, the fun thing is that the new medals for 2022, actually we had the manufacturer do everything now. So we used to manually do them, the old envelopes, and now it's going to come in a different envelope, from the manufacturer that has it still printed on there. But yeah, so hopefully people still get excited about that. We're actually working on a new program for 2022. It's going to be a coaching program where Philip and I and an actual coach, a life coach, we're going to help people through the challenge that really struggle with that motivation. And we want to have more people finish the challenge. And for us, we've had a complete transformation within, right? Like I've gone from being completely thinking I'm, you know, I lack self-love, I lacked confidence, to through the challenge and some other tools, I was able to really transform the inside. And that's what we want to do. Because a lot of times we can have a transformation, we can do this great thing, but if we don't deal with the internal negative dialogue, which I'm sure you've heard in your own life and in your own journey, you know, we can have a lot more, not only transformation with this challenge, but in so many areas of our lives. And that's what we want to do here as well, is we want people to just experience what it's like to, in a way, have that rock bottom and to realize like that isn't your bottom, like that's the stepping stone into your greatness. And that's the thing is 52 hike challenge is not just about hiking. And I'm sure you've had that transformation. It's like an internal journey of redemption almost.
Absolutely. I've had that where, you know, my first year, it was really hard for me to stay motivated. You know, I got out there and I was doing it and I loved it at first. And then I think everyone in is going to hit a wall sometime in their, you know, whatever journey they're on, they're going to get to that point where they say, that's it, I'm done. Like, and I remember sitting by this waterfall and I was like, I'm just done. Like, I can't, I need time off. And I came home and I literally had that envelope sitting on my kitchen table and I saw the envelope and I was like, yeah, I can probably go out tomorrow. And I got up and I went out tomorrow, you know, the next day. So like, I think when you first see that 52 hike number, you start to think, okay, that's big. And then you're like, okay, well, it's only once a week, so that's not that big. And then as you start to carve off a few pieces of it and you're like, okay, you know, you post on social media, this is hike 13 or hike 17 or hike 22. And now you're starting to realize, all right, I'm almost done, you know, and it helps get past that wall and help move you forward. But like you said, the transformation from just a physical aspect of this challenge to the mental and the just emotional well-being of being out there and working towards a goal and working with what you said is the online community. I've met so many people through Instagram just strictly from hashtag 52 hike challenge. So some of the people that I've really gotten to know, and it's been great. And I even had one guy, I'd never met him before. We never really talked. And then he tagged me on his 52nd hike and said, you know, Fat Man Little Trail helped motivate me to get here. And that was just such a special moment for me. It's like, okay, I helped this person just because they're following along on my hashtag, and just by seeing that, it helped motivate them to, you know, improve their life in a way. So how does it feel for you as somebody who came up with this entire idea, all the different people that you get to inspire every day? That felt great for me to do one. How does it feel for you just knowing that every day you're helping people get better and better into their lives?
Yeah. I mean, there's some times where I can't believe it. And I kind of sit there and I just think to myself, like, how is this even possible? But I'll tell you this. So number one, I do think that it's awesome. All the people that do the challenge become leaders and they do inspire people. And they've always shared that story with us, similar stories, right? Like, hey, you know, I've inspired so many people to take the challenge and to go out. And that's really awesome. And we love that. And we're so grateful to people who have taken the chance to try this and that have also helped spread the movement and spread the word. It's really, really, I feel really blessed and very thankful. And I do want to say that for me, it was more of, you know, the calling to do this and to, you know, share this and listening to that. And I think all of us have intuition and I think all of us have great ideas. And a lot of times fear gets in the way of that vision, of that dream, and the how will it happen, and how, you know, how am I going to do this? And so, like, a part of, you know, all the work we're also doing would involve like helping people to step into their own fears and to, you know, to just try it, right? And so many times in life, like, whatever has happened to us as growing up, or maybe things in our lives haven't worked out, sometimes those things can build a person down, but we really want to build people up, right? Like, that is our goal here. Like, we want people to see that they're capable. And in that, I think we just start building a better just community, and we start building people up. And I'm just seeing the, you know, everything is like, everything has a reaction, right? Yeah. So the more we keep helping people, the more that it just comes back. It's this beautiful circle. And I think in life, we sometimes get afraid and think, you know, have lack mentality. Like, if I help someone, then I'm not going to have what I need. Or, you know, if there's another person that's doing the same thing as I am, then, you know, I'm not going to have customers, or, you know, and I've really taken this step back and realized that actually it's the opposite. Yeah. It's the more we help others who help themselves and then help others. And then it just becomes this beautiful cycle. So we're in a different place now where we really want to continue helping people to, like I said, to realize how that they can do it too.
That's very well said. I think a lot of people do say that. They're like, well, are they competitors or are they just, you know, peers? And yeah. I think a lot of times in business, especially, you can't tell the difference between a peer and a competitor. And it's great to see that you're helping out people. You're on my podcast today. So obviously you're trying to help out peers. Let's get back into the challenge itself. So if I'm going right now to go sign up for the challenge, what are my options to sign up for, let's just say the base 52 hike challenge?
Yep. So the regular 52 hike challenge is just committing to a hike a week for a year, and you can repeat the same hikes. As a matter of fact, I did most of my hikes, probably half of them, in the same park, really close to my house. So yeah, you can do the same hike over and over again, whatever works for you. But basically, when you sign up for the original challenge, you have a couple of options. The model really is a freemium model. As I was mentioning to you, Greg, a little while ago, we first started this out as a fun thing and then realized, holy smokes, we really need to figure out a way to monetize so that we can actually provide these services. Mm-hmm. And so we, you know, if you want to sign up for free, you scroll down past the packages. Otherwise, we have some packages where people can get a patch and stickers or a medal, or they can get a journal. which, you know, I was same thing, right? Like I had this idea about how cool it would have been during my 52 hikes to have written down the insights. I don't know if when you've been out hiking that you've received a great idea or you thought of something really, maybe you resolved an internal thing, but I always thought like, how cool would it have been if I would have been able to journal every like moment or like specific things that happened on those hikes. Sometimes I went out with friends that I hadn't connected with in a long time. And I felt like I got more quality time in those hikes than I would have at a party or, you know, just being distracted. Right. And so, you know, we have our journal as well. So anyways, there's packages, otherwise they sign up for free. And, hopefully at some point in their journey, they decide that they want to support the challenge and, you know, maybe buy a patch or stickers or something. But, yeah, I mean, that's really it. And then once they sign up, we give them an email with, you know, they get like a guide to hiking, which has like our basic tips, like get you ready. We have like how to plan your hikes. We have different content we've written to help people to find trails and things of that sort. And then we have our weekly newsletter, which goes out, and we just have different things going on at different times. Sometimes we have talks. Sometimes we have just whatever's happening, news. And then, yeah, I mean, really just kind of always we do different things that help hopefully the challenger to get through their hikes. We also have our hiking logs, things of that sort. So there's a lot of free resources. We even have like a page on our website where if you had a hiking group, you could add your hiking group and find a hiking group if you're looking for one.
And then once you finish the first one, you're not going to let us off the hook. You want us to keep going, right? So what are some of the more advanced challenges for somebody who maybe has already finished this, but they're looking for something else to try?
Yeah. We removed like the main header before, it would give them all the options, but then we realized like analysis paralysis. So let's keep everyone going to the original. However, if they scroll down on the homepage, there is a spot where it talks about, hey, are you looking for some, you know, some different challenges? And we have five additional challenges, and they are the adventure series where we give them a list of different, like kind of like checkoff, like hikes to go on, including like one where you do some sort of volunteering or some trail maintenance or cleanup, something that gives back to the parks. So that's the adventure series. Then we have the explorer, which is for people who do not want to repeat a hike within a calendar year. So one of the main questions with that one is like, hey, can I, you know, do they have to be all new trails? And it's like, yes, for that calendar year. So like, let's say there's a trail by your house called the Top of the World Trail. You'll only count that once within your calendar year, but you can go on it multiple times prior to that or after. And then we have our kids series, which is, you know, we have kids patches and stickers. There's an activity book that we created for that one that actually has like different ideas for the kids to do on their hikes, including like leaf peeping, looking for heart rocks, fun stuff like that, that'll keep kids engaged. We have the pet series, people who have their dogs and want to take their dogs on their hikes with them. And then the national parks one, which is just committing to trying to hike 52 different trails in 52 different nationally designated spaces. So it's more of a lifetime challenge. But yeah, I mean, really our focus is the original challenge, and just getting people to just committing to like getting out there as much as they can. So
I will say for year two, I did the adventure series this year, and I really like that because there's stuff like, you know, hike two or three waterfall hikes and hike, you know, in a national forest or hike in a national park. I can't remember exactly what they all were, but after doing, you know, and I did 52 hikes, but I ended up doing like 85 hikes my first year of doing this. So it starts to get repetitive. And then you kind of start thinking like, okay, do I have to go out again? So that other bump in motivation for year two was go somewhere, you know, that the challenge was telling me to go, you know, find a waterfall, find a national park or a national forest I haven't been to. So it's basically the same, but it also gives that added little bit of motivation, which I really liked. And I might be totally wrong on this. This is the type of research I do for the podcast, but towards the end of the year, I saw you were promoting a lot of stuff with possibly encouraging people over 50 to get outside. Is that a new program that you're working on? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, definitely. So we were approached by a couple of brands to work with them to get people over 50 outside. And we definitely had the demographic. So we put out this, they fully sponsored 150 women over 50 to get outdoors. And their sponsorship, what they paid for was, you know, they all sponsored the ultimate packages for these women. Plus, they themselves outfitted the women with some cool swag and stuff like that. And then we're actually meeting with them weekly, I'm sorry, monthly for the next year, and actually kind of having this very focused community where we get to talk and do, you know, groups like through Zoom and different conversation pieces. We have different educational components. So we're kind of testing the coaching program with them and then kind of seeing like what's working, what isn't working, and what we're going to bring to this new coaching program we're launching. So yeah, it's been really cool. And we had, you know, about 2,600 plus applicants all around the US. And it was just really cool to see that, you know, there's so many different demographics within this big sphere of people that, you know, really are looking for that sense of community and that we're able to provide a space for that.
That's great. That's really great that especially that many people were into it, that they wanted to join this party, we'll say. That's really cool. So how do you sign up? How do I sign up right now? If I'm going to go out, how do I get on to the challenge?
Yeah, just website is www.52hikechallenge.com. And I believe if you just go right at the front, it's like join the challenge or something. It's just like the first button. I think it's also the top button, sign up. You just click on that. And if you have questions, you can read through the page. Otherwise, like I said, you know, you get can choose from one of the four different options. And then yeah, once you're signed up, you just definitely want to take advantage of downloading your log. You want to make sure you calendar and plan your hikes ahead. You want to, you know, go through the tools we're giving you right up front, right? Like know what your 10 essentials are. Make sure to carry those with you. Have a good pair of hiking shoes when you're first starting out. And you know, accountability is huge. And I think one of the reasons why a lot of people may drop off in the beginning is that, you know, like not knowing who to go hike with. So arming yourself with like your crew of, hey, we're gonna go hiking together so that it helps keep me motivated. I think that those are really important things. So making sure that, you know, people take advantage of the resources we have created that we provide to everyone taking the challenge would be a great starting point. And then, yeah, I mean, I think that getting familiar with, for example, like the different apps that are available for trails, like all trails, is really key to helping people in starting this journey.
Yeah, I love all trails. That's how I find pretty much all of my hikes. So, but if you're looking for a little bit more, always check out Fat Man Little Trail if you hike in Colorado, because there's wonderful analysis on there.
Thank you.
We're
Yeah.
we are getting close to the holidays. Is this something that you think people can gift to somebody else, or is it something that people should buy for themselves?
Yeah, no, both. I mean, we absolutely like word of mouth is how we've, you know, been able to grow. And so, yeah, one of our big things this holiday season is, you know, don't do it on your own, like sign someone up. And actually, believe it or not, we've had a fair amount of people say like, hey, my daughter signed me up, or my friend signed me up, or my cousin signed me up. And it's kind of cool. I'm like,
Yeah.
whoa, that's awesome. Like your friend thought this would be a fun gift. And, you know, I actually last night was on social media and I was looking through some of the Instagram posts. And I saw this one girl posted about how her and her best friend had done this together and how it was such a special bonding experience. And I love that. I mean, I think that it truly is such a great way to bond with someone and get to know them on a deeper level and to, you know, just learning the skill of like listening and sharing and problem solving. 'Cause I'm sure you had some obstacles to overcome on your challenge. So having someone there with you makes it that much more memorable when you're like, okay, like we helped each other in this situation, or you know, whatever happened, that having that shared experience is super bonding.
Absolutely. Plus just the accountability of like, if you know your best friend's going to go hike and you've made plans to hike, you have a better chance of going with them. If you have to go hike by yourself, sometimes it's easy to be hit the snooze button a few times and then be, oh, it's too late. I'll never get a parking place or whatever. So yeah, just
Exactly.
having somebody, and like I said, just you talked about your Instagram feed. That's where I get a lot of people that I've met and a lot of people just to help motivate each other going back and forth of like, oh, what are they hiking now? What are they, following along, and that just helps, motivate within the community as well. So
Yeah.
it is great. Well, before we have a little bit of fun, anything else that you want to tell all the people out there about the 52 Hike Challenge?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you feel called to take this journey within, not only the outdoors, but within yourself, check us out at 52hikechallenge.com. And no, I just want to thank you for having us, for taking that, opportunity to join and to actually see that transformation in your own life and inspire others. So thank you to you, Greg.
Well, thank you so much. It was such an important thing for me to get through my first year by using the 52 Hike Challenge and keeping myself motivated. And I'm telling you, that little envelope where you've got the medal in there and you know the medal's in there, but you haven't seen it yet, and you just want to get that medal so bad is the biggest motivator that I found. Every time I came back, I was like, oh, I've got to get that medal. So it's a wonderful program. So thank you.
Thanks.
I'm going to take a real quick break, and when we come back, we will do the buffet and the hike of the week. So stick around. All right, welcome back to Fat Man Little Trailer Podcast. We are talking from Car with Carla from 52hikechallenge.com. And Carla, this is where it gets intense. Are you ready for the buffet? Here
Yes.
come the rapid fire questions. Very difficult, very challenging. A lot of people tap out now. Are you ready? Here we go. Question number one: camping, glamping, or staying in a hotel?
Can be.
Good call. Good call. Number two, road trip or a fly to your destination?
Both. I'm not road tripping if it's like it to India.
That's true. You fly and then rent a car and then road trip, right?
Exactly.
Makes sense. Number three, what is your go-to snack on the trail?
Probably bars. Yep. Some sort of a trail mix bar.
I go with the white chocolate macadamia nut Clif Bar, and I'll keep talking about it until they sponsor me and send me a bunch of them. They're so delicious. It's the best thing I've ever tasted.
Have you had their nut butter ones?
I haven't had the nut butter ones yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen them lately. Maybe it just, I don't know, but they have some really yummy ones with nut butters, and I like those.
I will have to check that out. What is the first thing that you eat or drink after a hike?
Water, usually, or some sort of electrolyte drink.
Sounds good. A Snickers is the number one answer. Everybody, apparently there's a thing called a Summit Snickers where everybody gets to the end of their hike and eats a Summit or eats a Snicker. More power to them. If you could be anywhere right now, this is the last question. If you could be anywhere right now, would you rather be in the forest, on a mountain, or at the beach?
That's a tough one. I'd like to be at both either a mountain or a forest.
Well, we could do a mountain with a forest on it.
Yeah.
We'll go with
Hey.
that. Sounds you have made it through the buffet rapid fire questions. So we have just one segment left. And each week I do a hike of the week where I talk about one of my favorite hikes. But since you're my guest this week, I wanted to go ahead and give you that honor. So Carla, tell us about one of your favorite hikes and describe it a little bit.
Sure. So one of my favorite hikes is Big Pine Lakes here in, it's really in California, Sierra Nevada range. And it is just like beautiful when you get to your destination. The first two lakes are just beautiful, like this alpine green blue. And then you walk to the second lake, and there's this gorgeous like view with this rock formation that just leaves your mouth open. You feel like you're in Patagonia,
Wow.
So it's just one of my favorite places. And I remember, because it's like, I think it's 5 miles in, and it's a good enough amount of elevation gain where you kind of have a little bit of that struggle. So you get to this really beautiful overlook, and you're just like, wow, like this is why I hike, this is like this is peace, like I'm sure you've felt that when you've hiked to a lake or
Yeah.
some just beautiful beautiful destination, and you're just like, oh my goodness. So I mean, it's a great hike. It's got some altitude, but it's just beautiful. And I believe there are some creeks and areas where you can like get water. You can get water and refill your water on your way up, and always use a filter. Yes. It's just absolutely stunning. I mean, there's so many gorgeous places to hike in the world. And that's the other thing I love about, you know, the challenge is just everywhere I go, I like try to hike now, because it's just a different way of seeing different places in the world and really experiencing nature in new settings.
Absolutely. When I went home for Thanksgiving, that was the first year and I've gone home and actually hiked. Usually I just go home and drink beer all the time, but it was much better this year because I got to hike, and I got to hike with my mom. There is nothing better though than finding one of those lakes where you're like walking through the woods and all of a sudden it just opens up and you see the mountain, you see the lake, and you just, your feet stop moving because they're just so in awe of everything that's in front of you. And it's just, it's like walking into a picture or a painting or something. It's just, I know those hikes. So that's beautiful. It sounds great. Carla, thank you so much for joining me.
Absolutely. Wait, I have a question or two for you.
Oh, absolutely. This is the first. I love it.
So you said that you were on this journey to losing some weight. Have you lost some weight, and how did that go for you?
I lost some weight and then I found it again. I lost weight the first year of doing this. And then my second year, I've done more hiking that was, like I went to Moab and I went to the Grand Canyon and I went to Rocky Mountain National Park. So I did more traveling, and that had a lot shorter hikes in it. So I never got into a good rhythm, and I put some of the weight back on, and I'm very honest about the weight. But what took over for me was just that love, like that change in my mental attitude and the change in my mental health. So the weight didn't become a focus anymore. Like at first, like that was the start. It was the focus was I'm going to lose weight. So I'd like go onto the trail and I'd, you know, go crazy. And then I'd be tired in the first mile. And now I'm just out there to just enjoy myself and to just really enjoy everything around me. The other part is the second half of Fat Man Little Trail is I always go find the best locally owned restaurant near each hike, because I think that if we're going to recreate in these smaller towns and in the mountains and in the forests and stuff, we should support those smaller towns as well. And like you said, every time you go to a place, you hike. I also go to a place and I want to kind of meet the people. And I think that's a good way to get the culture is if you go into the diner, you're going to know more about that town. The problem I found is that when I'm not doing as long of hikes as I've done, like in the second year, I'm still eating the, you know, triple cheeseburger, you know, that's the special of the day. So the weight hasn't done, a wonderful thing, but the journey has still been going, and the mental health side of it is more important to me now than the weight side of it, which I'll continue to work on. But I've never been a skinny fella.
Yeah, no, totally. And I was just curious because we've had different stories of people who have taken it for that. And then they were like, yeah, I lost, 30 pounds that is a part of the reason why we're doing the coaching, because a lot of times what I found in this journey in general has been, there's just sometimes there's these things within us that we subconsciously never fully tap into without the assistance of others. Yeah. And that's where having some guidance and help really helps us to transform those things that are blockages, not just today, but they've been blockages for years in our lives. Right. Mm-hmm. And so what I found in the journey is yes, we absolutely need support and help from others. And when we open ourselves up to that, then there can be this huge transformative journey. And so, totally understand. And I think that for sure, as you continue with pushing yourself, you're going to find that things just start happening. And that's the beautiful thing of your story is that, you've kind of taken something where that was the focus. And sometimes when we're focused so much on this outcome, it doesn't happen. Because we're almost like putting too much energy into it. So it's when we let go and we kind of start having these other perspective shifts that things do start working, like we're too hyper-focused that it's like almost like we can't get it. But once we let go of that and we start moving forward, then we can start having more openness to like whatever is going to happen in that transformation.
It's that forest for the trees concept of, if you focus on the tree, you're not going to see the forest. If you focus on the forest, you're not going to see the tree. And what I learned was that, you know, I didn't really know what my journey was. I thought my journey was to lose weight, but really my journey has become to be a better person mentally, be a better person emotionally, and like to learn about this community. Some of the people that I've talked to on the out on the trails, and some of the people I've talked to on the podcast and on my website and on social media and stuff, has just really opened my eyes up to a whole nother side of the world. You know, I live downtown Denver. I live like I'm a city guy. I was always a city guy. And like now I prefer to be out in the woods, you know, like, so that it's just kind of changed every aspect of the way I live my life. So while I haven't lost the weight, maybe the weight will fall off, but for me, I'm just a better person. And that's more important. Yeah. You know, that's the important part. It was like, I was walking down and, you know, you got the Robert Frost, you know, everybody tries to lose weight, but does everyone try to get better? And I took the road less traveled of trying to just make myself better. So,
yeah. You know,
eventually those trails will converge again and my cardiologist will tell me to lose weight. But until then, I'm just going to, you know, keep working on a better life.
No. And that's, I think what was like, even for me, right? Like I took this journey just thinking like, oh, I feel better, but I didn't realize all the other things it was going to do for me. And it was like, I became, you know, happier and I found confidence and, you know, empowerment. And again, those are just things that we don't expect. You know, sometimes we have our, you know, we have this like vision, tunnel vision, but there's just so many other gifts. Thank you.
And another side one is I used to be a pretty heavy drinker. I'm a Midwest guy, you know, we drink and we eat. That's what we do. We love it. And then I started realizing like, I'd rather go to bed early and wake up early and get to a trail than to go out and have drinks with friends or to have drinks. So like, I don't drink as much anymore. So it's just all these little things. And it wasn't like a conscious effort to drink less. It was, I'd rather do something better, you know, and I'd never found something better before. And I talked to my guests, from Adventure on Us a couple of weeks ago, they said the same thing. They were like, yeah, well, we used to, you know, have addiction issues, but we found outdoors and we would like, I'd rather go climb that mountain than do whatever I'm going to do on Friday night. You know, I'd rather wake up early on Saturday morning. So it's like, there's so many different ways that your lifestyle can change without even knowing it. When you get into one of these journeys and when you start doing it, I'd say it was probably about the 28th, 29th hike of my 52 hike challenge. When I was like, the first time I was like, no, I'm not going to have any beer tonight. I'm going to go to bed early, you know, because I'd rather go to bed early, wake up early, be the first one on the trailhead and maybe see the sunrise out there. And, you know, and it, like, until you've done it your first time, you don't understand how much that can change your attitude towards the rest of your life, which that was what it was for me. And that's what I think a lot of people will go into it with one idea and they'll come out of that 52 hikes with something completely different and something that's just completely changed their life or completely blown their mind and they'll be better off for it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for sharing and for your vulnerability. It takes a lot of, you know, just, and yeah, and that's, and here's the beauty of the whole thing. Like many of us, we all go through things where we want to make a summit and we can't make it and it's okay. Like you just keep trying and that's it. That's the whole purpose. That's the whole journey of life. It's like, we just keep getting back up. We keep trying and we just take that one step forward, one step at a time and take it one day at a time. And that's it.
I wrote two different blogs. One of them was called I Tried and I Lost and That's Okay. Because I tried to climb a mountain and I didn't. It was too windy. I think that day it was just too windy. And if you're moving me around like a kite, when I'm used to being an anchor, because I'm a big boy, like the wind should not blow me around like a kite. Like that's a dangerous day. So I left. I said, you know what? This isn't for me. It's not my day. I left and I went back. And then the next blog I wrote was called Take That Mountain, because I beat it, you know, and I won. And that's what it is the mountain's still going to be there. The challenges are still going to be there. And it's just a matter of how you change your approach to it, that whether you're going to succeed or not. So this has gotten to be like the deepest podcast that I've done so far. I love this.
That's what we're trying to do here.
I like it. I like it so much. You said you have more questions. Do you have more questions for me?
Well, those are, I mean, I just wanted to hear a little bit about your journey. And, you know, I was curious, just because, you know, that is exactly why we wanted to do the coaching program, because we've had a lot of support in our transitions. Mm-hmm. And we all, I mean, I'm talking about myself, my co-founder, the coaching person. I mean, everyone I've known, we've all overcome these mental blockages, and it's also belief systems. You know, a lot of times we have these things that we just don't realize subconsciously are happening. And those things are stopping us from achieving our goals, for example, or from something that we truly want to bring into our lives, because there's subconsciously stuff that has happened to us in the past, or that secretly we actually haven't let go of. Right. So it takes like doing this deep inner work to really, really, truly transform in every way, shape, or form. It takes a lot of work, but a lot of times we can't do it on our own. Mm-hmm.
Well, and like I said earlier, when I would run into people and they'd be like, "You're so much happier now." And I didn't realize it, but you're talking about the subconscious block. Well, there's also that subconscious, like your body changes and your chemistry changes and your attitude changes just from doing something different and changing your path. And I think once I changed that path, and all of a sudden, like, I didn't realize that I was a better person, but I was a better person, or I was a happier person. I don't know if I'm better, but I was a happier person. And when I saw people that I hadn't seen in 4 or 5 months, are like, "Wow, who is this guy?" You know,
that's so awesome.
Yeah. And I think that you have to, you know, the blocks are going to be there, and the, you know, it's kind of like you're either going to be standing on the dam or you're going to be standing in the river. You're either going to be flowing with it or you're going to be blocked by it. And you just have to kind of make that decision, and sometimes you don't even make the decision. You just go with what, you know, you just keep going and something's going to change, I guess. But
yeah. And that's that persistence, you know, that getting back up, and mm-hmm. also going with the flow. Like you said, you know, you don't want to go up against that force, you know, and right. it's sometimes, you know, again, we all have moments that we, you know, we fall back into certain patterns or things like that, but it's like that awareness. And I think that's what the hiking does. It's like, it can bring awareness so that we can think things through and have that space to process. You know, like I said, a lot of times, I'm sure you've had days where you thought, "Hey, I'm super stressed out," and you're thinking about all the things you've got to take care of. And then you go for your walk and you're just like, "I feel so much better. Like, mm-hmm. I can handle these little things," because they're not the end of the world. Right. And so absolutely. It gives you that perspective, that time.
Another thing that the 52 hike challenge does, and we're just freestyling now. So, but another thing that the 52 hike challenge does that it did for me is getting wins is important in life. I don't think people understand how important that is. And when you have, you know, you could go into work and every day is the same thing, or, you know, and you just eventually just kind of beats you down. You don't get any wins anymore. And when you're doing a 52 hike challenge, each one of those 52 hikes is a little win. And every time you take a longer hike, it's even more of a win, especially if you're just starting out. Let's say you do a mile, and like, the first time you finish a mile, that's a win. The first time you finish 2 miles, that's a win. The first time you do an elevation of 100 or 500 or 1,000 feet, that's a win. So it starts building that confidence back up that I think we lose. Like when we're kids, you know, you might play sports, or you might, you know, you get a report card. Maybe you got straight A's one quarter, or you scored a touchdown in Little League or something like that. Those are wins that build into our psyche. But as an adult, you kind of lose that. You kind of lose that attitude or that reward system a little bit. And I think having a little win every single week for 52 weeks makes you a more positive person, because you have something to look forward to, something that's attainable and something that can help you win, that helps you just move on in your day-to-day life as well. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I love how you touched on that. And I just want to reiterate that it is super important to continue to celebrate ourselves when we do something positive that's helping us in that positive transformation that we want. And I think a lot of times it's easier to go to the inner negative dialogue, whether it's, you know, "Hey, but I want to get to the 10th mile," versus, you know, celebrating that you're at 2 miles, right? Like staying focused at where you are at and that you actually achieved it is really, really key and super important. And being gentle with ourselves, and hey, sometimes, like I said, you know, maybe you woke up and you decided it's comfier under the sheets, right? And you forgot to go for your hike, or you just let that week pass. But not beating yourself up, but really just saying, okay, I'm going to do better next time. And I'm actually going to put the, you know, put my clothing right in front of me and like, you know, make sure that I still get out there and just get a little walk in or whatever. Like even yesterday, you know, I was like, I need to get out and do this. It was really late. And so I was like, I still have to get out there. I don't care if it's 30 minutes. I have to go. Right. Yeah. And so you kind of get into a rhythm. Once you keep repeating, it gets a little bit, maybe not always. It actually, Philip always jokes. He's like, you'd think it'd be easier by now, but he sometimes is like, it is a struggle to get out sometimes, especially in the cold. So you're not alone. Anyone who's out there listening, yeah, you're not alone. You're going to come across those days and those times, and just all you can do is do better than the next day or the next time, and just keep trying to get out there, I think, and having that support system is really going to help you.
Absolutely. Good habits are hard. Bad habits are easy. You know, it's really easy to stay in bed and hit the snooze button. It's really hard to get out and take a hike or something like that. But once you do the good habits, they become easier and easier the more you do them, because then like for me now, and sitting on the couch used to be like, I'd sit on the couch, I'd order pizza and do whatever, watch TV all day long. And that's what I wanted to do. But now what I want to do is go out and hike. So now my bad habit, my spoiling myself, is going out and hiking. Whereas it used to be, you know, sitting and eating bonbons and ice cream. And well, I still do all that, but now I don't enjoy it as much.
Yeah, no, I get it. And yes, you're right. Absolutely. And I think most people do agree with, once you get out there, you feel so much better. Like, I'm so glad I came out. Like, I don't think most of the time, most people don't say, I wish I regret, you know, I regret, you know, not sleeping in. Most of the time people feel so much better because you've got that blood flow going, and, you know, that really does help to get things moving. So yeah, no, definitely. Awesome. Well, definitely. Thank you for sharing all of that with me. I really appreciate that. And
absolutely. If you want more of my random ramblings, check out at Fat Man Little Trail under Thoughts. It's called Fat Man's Ramblings. And it's just me talking about random stuff I thought about on the trail. So,
hey, awesome.
I think you'll love it. And all of you listening out there, if you just found me on the podcast, check out the website. It has a lot more content on there. Carla, thank you so much. Can't wait to talk to you again. That is all the time, though, that we have for this week's podcast. I'd like to thank Carla again for joining us, and that's some great information. Go check out 52hikechallenge.com. It really did help me a ton just to stay motivated and starting my journey and through year two of my journey as well. Well, that's all the time. If you have an idea for a podcast, go ahead and email me at fatmanlittletrails@gmail.com. I hope to see you all on the trail very soon. And until then, happy hiking.